Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome to episode 46 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We are just drinking white that happened to be in my fridge. Mom brought a couple bottles over for Dancing with the Stars the other day, and we didn't drink them. And she left to go out of town this morning and was like, you can drink the wine in the fridge.
Wow, how kind of her.
So we're not trying anything new, nothing to comment on.
Little did she know, I would have just gone over to her house and gotten some.
Would you really?
No. It's going to be a sad podcast today.
Oh, Allie. Is that where you want to start?
I feel like we just need to get it out of the way.
Okay.
What do you think I'm going to say? The Sabrina thing?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about...
Okay, well, let's start here because I'm sure all of you are itchy to know if I went to the Sabrina Carpenter concert. The answer is no, because you would have seen me post about it, so...
Do you want to tell the whole saga, or you just want to, like...
Pause for moment of silence for me not being able to go. Thank you. basically, like, as you guys know, like, I was in the pre-sale trying to get tickets, whatever, and from the last episode... I was talking about how Lindsay got tickets, whatever. Sorry, Lindsay, for throwing you under the bus.
Poor Lindsay.
I didn't know you were going to keep all of that in.
I told you I was going to keep it in.
Okay, whatever, whatever. So...
Lindsay still loves you.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, I ended up texting her, and I was like, I don't want you to feel bad, like, that wasn't my intention, because I can be really, like, dramatic about stuff.
No, shit. Really?
And so, I just, whatever. So, my roommate and I... played the fake game, and we went to United Center at, we left the house at 7:45.
Oh, I thought you were alone.
No, I was with Sydney Wade.
Oh.
You feel less bad?
I feel way less bad for you now.
I would have stayed later if she wanted to go.
I definitely thought you were there alone.
And we get there, and we're like trying to find the box office, because there's like a lot of different like gates that you can go in. And eventually we find it, and there's like no one there. And so we're like, oh, wait, are we, like, the first ones in line? And on our way there, we had seen a huge line, but we thought it was for Pitt, because for Pitt at United Center, they, like, give you a number in the morning, and then that's the number you have to line up at like, 5:30, and that's when you, like, get in. So there were, like, tens of people, like, staying overnight to be, like, number one in the Pitt so they could get the very, very front.
Yeah.
So then we see, like, another line, and we're like, wait a minute, that might be... GA or John.
How long did it take you to figure out you were in the wrong spot?
To walk from our my car to like where we were supposed to go and figure out we were the right spot, probably like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then we were walking over there, saw like the first runners of the Chicago Marathon. So that was crazy. And then we start walking back to the line because then there was like a bunch of us that were like realized we were in the wrong spot.
Oh, so it wasn't just you that fucked
up. Yeah. Okay. And so then there was a security guard that like took us to the right place and we just kept walking. Walking, and we hit one corner, and then we hit another corner. I was like, shit. Like, so we got in line, we sat there, we watched the marathon a little bit, and then the box office opened at 11. So at 11, everything started moving. Like, the line, like, we started moving, like, a lot. And so I was like, oh my god, like, they're probably, like, letting people buy tickets right now. And then we were in that second spot in line for another 2 hours to, like, one. And so then we, like, I go around and look, and the people who were first in line at 8 a.m. this morning were the same people that were in line. So no one got tickets. People just got closer together at 11
a.m. People probably, like, stood up at 11 or 10:55 thinking that, like, they were going to start the process. And then when they didn't start, they just, like, scooted closer together, yeah.
Yeah. So, but then we got, like, front row of the marathon. So it was fun to, like, sit there and cheer people on. And then at 1... nothing was really happening. They ended up saying that they were going to give 150 standing room only tickets for less than $100, which is like, okay, great. But like, it's literally, I might as well just like stand outside of the United Center. Like right. You can't see anything. It's like being in the pit, but like at the very top, like you, like there's no way of seeing her.
Yeah. I know that some places that do standing room have good places to stand and watch if you get there early. But I don't know what that's like at the United Center. I've been there like once.
Well, and Sydney Wade had been there and like had been in San Room only, so I trust her when she said that, like, it wasn't
worth it.
Because
Sydney
Wade had, like, a whole experience with, like, her Harry Styles ticket. She had, like, pit tickets to Harry Styles, and then, like, StubHub, or, like, maybe it was Ticketmaster, like, it was, like, not a ticket the day of. Yeah,
oh,
it was, like, not an actual ticket, and she ended up in standing room for the same price. Yes. So, that was tough. So then I'm like, we're like, okay, well, so all these people get out of line to go get standing room. So then we move even closer. So I'm like, okay, at this point, like, there's what, maybe 100 people in front of us. Like, let's just wait at this point. So then we wait till 3. And at this point, they had closed the box office for the standing room only people, because that was definitely more than 150 people. So they couldn't all get tickets. So then we were like, well, they can't cut in front of us. They have to go to the back of the line. It was like this whole thing. And then all the people for VIP were starting to arrive and line up. So I was like, okay, now I'm just getting anxious. Like, the doors are going to open at 5:30. Like, this is just, like, a lot. Maybe it's not meant to be, like, whatever. And it wasn't until, like, 3:45. And I did everything. Like, I went to both box office. I went to security guards. I went to everyone to try to figure out, like, what the probability was. And, like, because I wasn't just going to... Because you were literally just standing there blindly. You have no idea.
Yeah, which is... kind of annoying, because don't they have some idea of how many tickets
yes.
they have? Like, why can't they just give you some general idea of how many tickets there are?
Because and they
to
said
drop.
Too, they were like at 11, they come out and say it's all sold out. Like, they do that to get you to leave. So then we left and I was really sad, and I kept, like, going and, like, thinking about buying a ticket, but it was just like I couldn't justify paying $300 to literally see her for half the show.
I didn't even see anything for that price.
They had dropped to, like, $218.
At what time?
At, like, 4:30 they had dropped.
It's like, whenever you said you left, I did also look just to, like, see and decide whether I was going to try to talk you into it or talk you out of it.
The only thing really available was, like, the section of 331. And, like, Sabrina Carpenter's stage, her set, is already, like, in front of the original, of the normal United Center stage.
Yeah.
So, like... it's unique in the sense that, like, anything in that, like, 330 range, all you see is when she walks out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm going to pay $300 to, again, just hear her say
What about, like, the screens? Could they at least
No, because you're, like, behind the screen. Like, it's, like, the stage, and you're, like, here. And you're, like, looking at this way, and this is the stage.
Well, if they were smart, they would have screens, so, like, those people could see the screens.
Yeah, but, like...
But they don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And then I ended up seeing on TikTok, like, girls that were behind me did get tickets at, like, 6:30. There were, like, 10 people behind me, and they got the last one. So we would have
got tickets?
No, because then I see another... they posted that they just got tickets. And then I see another TikTok. Because one of the girls in that group looked like Sabrina Carpenter. Like, she did the same hairstyle. Mm. And they were literally in that section.
Oh.
So that's how you know that the show was legitimately sold out. And they had to sell tickets there because they had no other option. Like,
right.
But, I mean, here's the thing. The concert looked amazing. I've accepted it. Whatever. I know one day I will see her.
Yeah. She's not going anywhere. She's super young.
Yeah. Too bad she was at Lala in 2023. Otherwise, I'd be like, she's probably going to headline this year. But, like, at the end of the day, the concert was, like, an hour and 15 minutes. So, I'm, like, kind of over it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have hated myself if I spent $300 to...
hardly see anything for an hour.
And sit by myself. That was, like, the other thing. It's, like, I didn't mind, like, being by myself in the sense where I could, like, go with Lindsay and them and, like... you know, then go to my seat and, like, whatever. But, like, if I'm going to not be able to see her and watch the performance...
then, like, yeah, it's not worth it.
Like, I would go by myself and watch it and sing and, like, whatever. But, like, literally just be, like... you know?
Yeah.
Like...
yeah.
No. And then we were so exhausted. Like, I was so tired. I didn't eat all day. Like, because we didn't...
you didn't think it was going to take that long.
And, like, it was just, like... I felt, like, super run down the next day because it was so windy, and it was just, like, ugh. I will never do that again. And, like, that is the only artist I would have done that for, and I did and failed, so. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, it was probably for the best. The, like, not spending hundreds of dollars that you didn't need to spend for an hour and a half concert.
Well, and so then I decided to spend the money on new running shoes.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So.
I thought there was going to be something I didn't know about.
No.
Y'all, this is the problem. I feel like we just see each other so much and we talk so much that, like, sometimes it's hard to save things for the podcast.
Yeah, but you know what I was thinking about with that point? It's like, there's a lot of people, like, for example, like, Giggly Squad, which I've talked about before. I've seen them live, actually, November 10th, which I forgot about when I didn't notice until I saw, because I had gone to John Summit, and I, like, saw...
And you're, like, Ticketmaster.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot about me and Cindy Bader going to that, and I love them. But, like, they record every single day, and they're, like, best friends. So, like...
We're not recording every single
day. No, 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 no. I'm just saying, like, we should be able to come up with enough content for a week.
Oh, right, like, hold off from telling each other things for a week.
Or we need to incorporate something like the toast that does, like, they talk about, like, the five top stories. So, like, there's always, like, something to talk. Like, and not, like, how we used to with topics, but, like, we, like, always touch on, like, certain things.
Well, we kind of do that. We almost always talk about TV. Currently, we're always talking about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Which we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I think if we wanted...
But we watch it together.
Yeah, we can still debrief it and share our thoughts with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could also maybe come up with, like, one other segment that we do on, like, a regular basis that's, like, part of the podcast every time.
Yeah.
I think we could come up with something.
Yeah.
And we also typically do, like, a taste test at the beginning. That's always part of it, but we just didn't do that this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've gotten kind of lazy about that, to be honest. Like, we haven't been picking, like, new fun stuff.
I feel like it's because, I would say we, but I'll say I said that we were going to reach out to places and...
Oh, and ask them to send us stuff to try.
Yeah.
But I also was going to pull together the numbers to send to those places.
Yeah, we have to, like, debrief the podcast a little bit.
Yeah, which we talked about a couple weeks ago that I said I wanted to think about, like, the goals for the new year for the podcast.
Yeah, but one more sad note, which just needs to be mentioned. Speaking of concerts, for a very long period of my life, the only concert I'd ever been to was One Direction, and so sad that Liam Payne passed away. I am sad because he has gotten so much, like, hate and backlash recently for valid reasons. Like, I will say, like, it was a lot of, like, toxicity.
I actually have no idea what that is. Like, you don't have to share, but I just...
It's just, like, toxicity from, like, his ex-fiance, and, like, there was, like, some level of, like, abuse or harassment of some sort. And they have a kid together.
I did know he had a kid.
It just sucks that he, like, left this world thinking that everyone hated him. Mm. And, like, today... Well, like, yesterday I was, like, in shock. But, like, today, like, all the One Direction members, old members, obviously, like, posted for him. And, like, oh, my God, the things that they said. Because, like, everyone was always wanting a One Direction reunion. And they had, like... And Louis Tomlinson, who's one of the people in the band, had said that they had recently talked about it. So, like, everyone's like, oh my god, like, you know. We don't have to, like, dive too much into it, but, like, there's just, like, so many crazy, like, lures and, like, invisible strings, because, like, his girlfriend had, like, left a couple days early because she wanted to go home. So he was alone. And when she was leaving, she had, like, a really bad rash, like, before she got, like, on the plane. And her seat was 1D. Yeah. So, like, whoa. And then they have a One Direction song where it's, like, getting trash in a hotel room. Or, like, it says something like that. I can't remember exactly. And that's, like,
what happened.
Yeah. And that song, I should have looked up what song it is. I definitely know. I haven't listened to them in, like, years, guys. Like, come on. But, like. Or, like, a decade, probably.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
But, like, you know. And that song came out on October 16th.
That was the day he died.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
And you should pop a picture of me when I was at that concert. Because I look funny. But...
I look good. But she put the name Paint on the back of her shirt.
I did have Paint on the back of my shirt. Yeah, if you follow my personal account, you know I posted something. But, yeah, it's...
Did you twist your personal account back to private?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You
got a lot of, like, spam shit when you turned it off.
Yeah. I think because my account's so old, I, like, got a lot of, like, random followers. And then at some point I got, like, a spam thing where it was, like, a link to my name or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, so, very sad.
Rest in peace, Liam Payne. I love you. Yeah. So sad.
I normally get very sad at all about like a celebrity death, but at this point in my life, anytime somebody leaves a kid behind, especially one that young, that makes me very sad.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, when older celebrities die, it's like just like a different.
Well, yeah, he was like 30 something.
He was 31.
That's.
And it's what's so crazy is that, like, you know, like, I'm just gonna use like Robin Williams, for example, mm-hmm. like icon. Mm. But when he passed away, or no, let's use.
Like, I feel like that's a bad example because he did die at a young age from a struggle. Not young age, but younger than a, like, a old age kind of death. So
I feel like Liam Payne is dying is, like,
here's a good example.
When Angus Cloud died and when, like, Max Miller died. Like, people that of, like, our generation, like, dying for, like, I didn't expect to be grieving their death so early in my life. Like, I expected to have, like, kids and be like, oh, my God, Liam Payne just died. Like, oh, my God, he was, like, like when a Beatles member died, for example.
Well, I was gonna say, like, yeah. Oh, 2 weeks ago, Maggie Smith, Professor McGonagall, died. She died at, like, of old age, like, she's, you know, had this fantastic career. I think that's that's what to me is different.
Yeah.
Than somebody 31.
Yeah, yeah. It's just crazy. And I'm, like, on a run yesterday. And Spotify curates playlists for me, mm-hmm. like my running playlist, and Strip That Down, which is like one of his songs, like outside of One Direction comes on. And I'm like, oh my God, like me and Sydney Wade used to love this song. We used to sing it all the time. Sydney Wade's Instagram used to be a One Direction fan account before it became her Instagram. So it's just like, some people grew up being a believer and some people grew up being a directioner. And I was very much a directioner. So.
And some of us are so much older than that you were neither of those things.
And that's okay. So we can move on. But just wanted to touch on that because...
Yeah, that's what just happened. Okay, well, in not sad news, pivoting to Dancing with the Stars, I'm glad that Brooks and Glover are gone.
Oh, have you seen her TikTok?
No.
Oh, they're together.
I am sure they're together.
They're like, they're doing the trend, the song that's like, a win is a win, and they're like making out.
I mean, I'm not shocked in the slightest. That's all they played was that they were together. Yeah. But I think this particular week, their dance just was so
like
hard to
like
watch.
That song being after Hailey and Derek.
Yeah, I saw it Instagram reel that was like, the fact that I had to watch this like beautiful piece that like made me cry and then I had to turn around and watch these two people grind on each other, like
come on.
Yeah.
And like Gleb, like no offense, but like where's your choreography skills? Mm-hmm. Like
yeah, it was not good. Like it was not good.
So I feel like we need to like make our like dream cast. Like after this season, once you really like kind of get to know the pros better, make your like dream cast because you kind of figure out like, okay, like
Pair them with
a celebrity that you choose. And I've like seen a lot of those. But speaking of Dancing with the Stars, I actually saw a sneak peek of what
next week is
for Disney. So I saved it. Okay.
Do I want to see a sneak peek or do I want to be surprised?
It's just what songs they're doing. From what?
Don't tell me who's doing what song.
Why?
Because I want to be surprised.
Okay, well, there's Trash in the Camp from Tarzan.
Oh.
When Can I See You Again from Wreck-It Ralph.
I love that song. When Can I See You Again?
We Own the Night from Zombies 2. Which is Disney Channel.
No. I mean, I know what that is, but like, okay.
Surface Pressure from Encanto.
Under the Surface.
A Star is Born from Hercules. Yeah, these are all, like, good ones. There's, like, old, no offense. It's, like, older Disney. It is!
It's, like, old, no offense.
And then Cruella de Vil.
That's old.
But then I can't see the last one. But, oh, Bye 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 from Deadpool and Wolverine, which is, like, brand new, but...
And, like, fake Disney. Like, I understand that Disney owns Marvel. Like, I get it. But also, like, That's also, not a Disney song.
Also, I sent this to you, but like, look at... It's a Halloween costume. Someone being Anna from...
Nothing.
And she has like the whole ankle monitor and
that's
everything.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's so funny.
Kind of iconic.
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously the highlight of this week was Derek and Haley, like, hands down.
Yeah,
I mean,
so beautiful.
Whatever anybody else did, it just didn't compare and didn't matter. Mm-hmm. But that said, I loved Whitney and Danny.
Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah,
they came
so
out
beautiful.
And did
yeah.
a number on us.
Yeah,
like,
that was beautiful.
He is really stepping up his game.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, Whitney's photography is also so good. And, like,
Whitney's photography?
Or, I would say videography.
Choreography.
Like,
Whitney's choreography.
Losing my mind.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Great. Alona, very
yeah.
improved.
Yeah,
her,
she
like,
killed it.
She just looked fantastic and crushed it.
Joey and Jenna,
always.
Iconic.
Always. Like, he is the front runner, I feel like.
He, yeah. And, like,
and I almost feel like they gave Chandler, like, a slow pitch by giving her contemporary, and then it was just okay.
Yeah, but then, like, everyone's like, oh, like, why don't you give Chandler the scores that she deserves? It's like, dude, like, they need to be, like, hard on somebody, like, and they're gonna be hard on her.
It also, I think sometimes, I don't know how they pick the order. Do you know how they pick the order of who goes when? Because
mm-hmm.
I always feel like the first person gets fucked. Like, they have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always a comparison game. And I feel like had she gone later in the night, she may have gotten better scores.
Maybe.
But...
I thought Jen and Sasha did well.
Yeah, hers, she was better last week than
yeah.
she was this week, but
at
this point, and even Phaedra danced beautifully.
Yeah.
Like, I am kind of ready for her to go home. I feel like that would be my next choice. Brooks annoyed the hell out of me this week, and so I was like, please leave, and I'm glad she did. Phaedra would be my next choice in terms of, like, who I like, but she danced beautifully this week. If anybody...
I need Dwight and Emma, or... Dwight and Daniela to just do something, like, crazy.
He killed it that first week. Like, where is that?
They need to just, like, she needs to do some, like, crazy choreography or something. Because, like, that's...
Crazy lifts and stuff.
That's,
because,
yeah. And when it gets to these, like, themes, she gets really good.
Okay.
I hope he makes it to Halloween night. Oh, my God.
Will that be the next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, speaking of Halloween, did you decide on what you guys are going to be?
Not even close.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I have to make a decision. Here's the issue. Little kid Halloween costumes are really expensive, and it's hard to, like, riff. You know what I mean? Like, when you're, like, when you were Rapunzel from Tangled, right? You buy a cute purple dress, you put flowers in your hair.
Right, like, you don't buy an actual costume.
Exactly.
Correct.
That is harder to do for a child.
Yeah.
And so when you Google the actual costumes... They're fucking expensive.
It's like $50.
For yes. Me. I'm like, she's going to wear it once, maybe twice, like, if we do something actual Halloween and then, like, the party. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm not spending $50 on her Oogie Boogie costume. Like, I'm just not. So do I make an Oogie Boogie costume? Do I go to the Flint... The Flintstones route is way less expensive for all of us. I don't like it as much, which is stupid.
I think you could totally do, like, I would do Flintstones now, and then think about in the future.
So, but here's the problem with that. That's great theory. So, first off, I already have next year's costume. I don't know if I told you this.
Oh.
I would like to be Monsters, Inc. So, Lila will be Boo, and she needs a little bit more hair to be Boo. I mean, she could be Boo this year. She can walk. She could be Boo. But I also, and then Sam would be Sully, and then the theory is that I would be pregnant, and then I could be Mike, and my belly would be the eyeball.
Oh, okay.
Cute, right? Yes.
Okay,
great. So after that, I am afraid that I no longer am going to have a say in said costume. Like, by the time she's 3, I think homegirl might be picking her own costumes. As she yells in the
I mean, yeah, because I was saying, like, if you...
Say the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I guess I was thinking if you weren't pregnant and you had a peanut, that it would be...
I will not have a peanut by next Halloween.
Okay. Because I was going to say it would be like... It would... The peanut could be zero, but...
But we could do maybe the next year if I could convince Lila to... And, like, she isn't a three-nager and lets me pick the theme and then we could do it the next year. And let, yeah. And the peanut could be zero.
Yeah.
What's the other? Oh, and then there's Frozen. We could still do that. And Lila's Olaf. Oh, but same. See, but that's like the that. Same scenario as Oogie Boogie. Most of the Olaf costumes are expensive. And that's really hard to, like, create yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I really am struggling. Because I just don't want to spend a ton of money on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's hard. I, for one.
And one for all.
And yeah, that was the joke I was going to make, and then I realized, because for a second I was like, should I be Sharpay?
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah, I think I might do Sharpay next year. I got my Hannah Montana costume.
Yeah.
So, I have a little, like, Hannah Montana, and it, the shirt was what I was most worried about, and it came today. Because, like, you could get it as, like, a men's, or you could get it as a woman's mm-hmm. shirt. So, instead, I got it as a woman's shirt in an like XL.
Yeah.
So, I could, like, manipulate it, kind of. So, mm-hmm. I think what I'm going to do is, like, cut it at the bottom, because it's, like, really big at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously not big here.
I was shopping with my dad this weekend. He's like, well, what size are we? No, I said, what section is men's and what section is women's? And he goes, well, does it matter? And I was like, well, it matters what size I'm going to grab. If it's like the unisex or men's section, I need one size. And if it's the women's section, I need a different size.
Yeah. That was like me when I, oh my God, when I played Frisbee, I was like, listen, because like we would buy everything in a women's size. Oh my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Anyhow.
And so I'm going to like cut the shirt, and then I got that like sparkly purple like bottom, so I'll just wear like, you know, Nike Pros under it and wear that. And then I got, which I'm actually really excited about, I kind of splurged on the white cowboy boots.
I think you'll wear them other
because yeah though. Right, so I got those.
Oh, I should have convinced you to buy them before I went to the football game, and I should have worn them to the game.
Yeah.
Although it was like 95 degrees yeah. and I was dripping in
ew.
Sweat. So
yeah,
but they crushed it, so it's fine.
Yeah. Lincoln had a more successful weekend.
Yes and no.
Well, except for the Cowboys.
Yeah. So first off, we have somehow managed to talk for like, I don't know how long at this point, just like no notes needed. But the one thing I did write down is that you chose a really bad season to finally become a Cowboys fan. It's rough.
I know. Whenever I wear my Cowboys stuff, people look at me funny.
Okay, well, that's always going to happen. That's just because people hate the Cowboys. Like, it is the most hated NFL team.
Oh, my God. Like, you'd be so proud of me. Wait, listen to this. When I was at work on Monday, one of the vendors, he was like, yeah, like, he's like, yeah, like, I'm from Austin, or I live in Austin. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, hook up.
Why are you laughing?
It's just funny. I go, oh my God, like, go Texas. Yeah. And he's like, what? And I'm like, are you not, like, a Longhorns fan? And he's like, oh, I just moved there. Like, I haven't really, like, assimilated into the, you know, football world there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I was, like, talking about, like, their stats.
What?
Like, okay, not really, but he was like, yeah, like, aren't they number one? I'm like, oh, well, they weren't, to like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, wait, and I literally looked at him, and I'm like, this isn't normal, by the way. Like, I don't normally have these conversations about, like, football rankings and stuff, but, like,
But my sister's a dork, and
yeah.
That's where she went.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my sister, like, went to the game yesterday, blah, blah, blah. Or 2 days ago.
That's so
whatever.
Funny.
But. Oh, yeah, because he was like, oh, yeah, they played, it was Monday. He's like, yeah, they played yesterday. I'm like, actually, no, they played Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, they won. So I'm like, I know all of the details.
All of the things.
Yeah.
One is an understatement.
Here's
yeah.
the score.
The Longhorns crushed it.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit nervous. I mean, they are number one. They were number one going into the game, but Oklahoma is a rival, and they get in their heads. And it almost, and it happens both ways. We've gone in where we are unranked and Oklahoma's number three and we've won. Like, it is, they get in their heads about a rivalry game. And so I was a little nervous, and the first quarter was rough. Like, it was like, I don't know what's happening. And then they just like showed up, and it was 34-3.
Period.
And they stayed number one. And
love it.
It's a really good time to be a Longhorn. It's a really rough time to be a Cowboys fan though. So, yeah, my dad and I did end up buying, like,
still
last minute tickets.
Yeah, see.
Did you end up switching your quarterback out?
No, I won.
You got Dax all of 3 points?
But mine's different. Mine's not.
Even if it's not PPR, that doesn't impact your quarterback.
I don't know. I won.
Well, okay. So that's how
he's on bye this week. So I had to.
Switch. I understand he's on bye this week. Okay. Yeah, Dak only got 3 points in fantasy. He was had a very shitty game. But luckily,
well, I think
whoever you're playing had worse, and your other players may have. Bijan had a great game.
So yes, that's why I won because of
yeah. Bijan had a fantastic
game. Yeah, because he gave me like so many points. Yeah, yeah, that was it.
I love one of the things I love is at games when there are Longhorns from both.
Oh shit! Speaking of which, it's Thursday.
Oh yeah. Anyway, what I was gonna say was when the NFL has games, and if there's a Longhorn on both sides, like on both teams. Mm-hmm. They will swap jerseys at the end and, like, autograph the jerseys that they wore. So, like, when Bijan played this week, there was a running back from the other team that he had played with. Oh, and okay. So they swapped jerseys cute. And, like, posted a cute picture that was, like, running back university. Like, cute. It was super cute.
Love.
So, yeah. He had a great game.
Yeah. And then you saw the cheerleaders.
I got it.
I didn't even ask you how it was.
Oh my gosh. Because you were so distraught about Sabrina Carpenter, I didn't want to rub my situation in your face.
Oh, I was over it.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah. So my dad and I planned the trip around the Texas-Oklahoma game. Flights and hotels and tickets for that game. We were contemplating going to the Cowboys game because except 1 year, every other year we've gone, the Cowboys have not played at home. And so we
said that.
Yeah, we kind of okay. We kind of were waiting to decide if we wanted to go, and we did get tickets last minute at like for a pretty good deal. Like we bought them Saturday night in the hotel room. Sorry, they were still expensive, but they were in comparison really good deal. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we got to see the cheerleaders, which was so cool.
Reese?
Yeah. So I told I told my dad I was like I have to be in my seat by 3 o'clock because I have to see Thunderstruck like.
What's the point of me being here?
Why am I even here?
Yeah.
Like, what are we even doing?
Yeah.
And it was incredible. And then, so you know how they, like, rotate every quarter, okay? So quarter one, we had Charlie. And I was trying to tell my dad about it. He hasn't watched it. And I was like, so Dad, the redhead? And he was like, I don't care.
Charlie, okay.
And I was like, okay, Dad, thanks.
I love her.
And then we had Reese for quarter two. And then I don't even remember what their halftime show was now, but I mean, they're just freaking amazing. And then we had Anna Kate for the fourth quarter. Yeah, with her cute short blonde hair. It was so cool. It was like, I was so much more enthralled. So do you remember them talking about how they don't have set choreography to certain songs, that it's just the group leader's responsibility to like pick choreo when the music comes on and then they all like follow along? Like, I watched it happen. It was so cool. Like, the DJ would play a song, and they would just be standing there, like, their pom-poms shaking, and then the leader would, like, start a move, and they would all join in, and, like, join in
oh
and
my
know
God,
the
that's
choreo.
Crazy.
It was so cool to watch, yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
Even though the Cowboys fucking sucked.
Wait, so they did Thunderstruck 4 times?
No, they only do it before the game starts.
Oh, so they all do it before the game starts, but then, like, different girls are out at different times.
No, sorry, what I meant in like right in front of you, you only have 8. So like in each corner of the stadium, there are 8
and it
girls,
rotates,
and they rotate
it.
At the court.
That was not.
Sorry.
I was not. I was like.
I thought they talked about that in the show, but regardless, yeah. So they like right in front of us,
mm-hmm.
not right in front of us. We were in the 300 level, but like in front of mm-hmm. us, where I could still tell, I could make out who was who. You only have 8 girls and then
okay.
they rotate.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Got it.
No, yeah, they only do Thunderstruck at the beginning.
Got it.
Got it. But, which is so cool. And they like obviously pop up on the screen like America's Sweethearts. Like,
aww.
Yeah. I may have taken more pictures of the cheerleaders than I did of the players because they sucked.
Yeah.
The players were bad. It was not good. But it's still really cool to be there. Like, it's still really cool.
Yeah.
And I want to take, like, Lila someday. They have, like, a kids area on the outside of the stadium that had, like, face painting and, like,
aww,
blow-up
cute.
Things and, like, you know.
Super cute.
Someday. But, yeah, sorry. Being a Cowboys fan is kind of hard right now.
That's okay. No biggie.
But the Longhorns are great, so if you want to be a Longhorn fan.
I'm a Longhorn fan. Sure thing. It was actually funny. The girl behind me in line while waiting for Sabrina tickets, I think I told you this. Yeah, she was like, I was like, wow, like, you're so familiar. And she was like, yeah, so are you. I was like, did you go to DePaul? She goes, yeah, I just, like, for a little bit, though. But, like, then she, like, graduated later and whatever. She's like, yeah, I went to A&M. And I'm like, it's tough.
So I don't know that we've ever mentioned before, though, that your dad went to A&M.
Of course I knew that.
No, I know you knew that. I don't think you mentioned it. So that game, the Texas-Texas A&M game, was a huge rivalry for years and years and years. And then I'm filling you in on some football information.
Okay.
A&M changed conferences. Mm-hmm. So that game stopped. And they no longer played each other.
Okay.
And then now Texas is in that conference. So this year, for the first time in 11 years,
they're gonna
I was a junior in college. So a lot of years. They're going to play each other. And it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And so
that's when I should have done my thing.
Oh my God, that is when you should have done your thing and had your invited your dad. We can still do something. So here, but wait, this is the point of the story.
Okay.
So we are at dinner on Monday. You're at work. We're at dinner. And I said to Parker, and I was like, oh, we should all watch the game together and your dad should come into the city. And Parker goes, I would never watch a game with somebody cheering for the opposite team. And I was like, Parker, it's just meant to be fun. Like, it's supposed to be fun.
Oh, that's so when I should do it.
Well, don't reschedule the one that you have if you want to do that Sunday. But I think we should do something that Saturday.
I'm so excited that we bought our tickets to Wicked.
Which is a Saturday before that. And I realized the Longhorns might play during our, I did not think about that when you said a Saturday matinee.
Is it 3?
Yeah. So here's the other thing about college football that I have to introduce you to. The game times don't get picked until the week before.
Well,
It's fine. I have accepted that if it is a afternoon game, I will miss part of the game. It is fine. It's fine.
Okay.
But I
tickets were cheaper.
I just realized it the other day when I just wasn't.
And we got such good seats.
Yeah. No, it'll be good. I'm really excited about it.
I told you this earlier, but I'm seeing there's like this new movie that came out with Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield. Called We Live in Time, and that's what I'm seeing tomorrow.
What is it about?
It's like a romance comedy, but it's like, there's just like a lot of like good feedback about how like they have really good chemistry and like stuff like that. So, you know.
Are you going with somebody?
I'm going with Grace.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then on Saturday, I'm going to the Blackhawks game.
Did the season officially start, or is it still preseason?
I don't know. But I'm going to the Blackhawks game on Saturday, okay. And I'm going to United Center, not to see Sabrina Carpenter, but it's fine. And then Sunday, I'm running a wedding.
You have a busy weekend.
I do.
I have no plans except watching the Longhorns on Saturday night. Otherwise, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of excited about, to be honest.
I have no plans, like, Saturday during the day or, like, I have a pretty chill day tomorrow, but.
What is Mom texting us?
I don't know.
Mom is out of town, and yeah, she's texting us something. The group chat between me and Mom and Allie is always popping.
Group chats.
Oh, okay. Briefly, but I feel like we can't comment on it that much because we're only how many episodes in. We started watching Nobody Wants This.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Leslie. She's told us that we should watch it.
Yeah, which, I mean, I feel like everybody is talking about it right now.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And it is so funny that it is sisters that have a podcast.
Yeah. And, like, I looked at Lakin. I was like, we're, like, trying to figure out who's who. Because we're trying to watch it together so that, like, we can, like, experience it.
Yeah.
First of all, we can't figure out who's the older one.
Yeah, so we're on episode 3 or 4. And so right now,
we
finished 3. Okay. So we don't know yet.
Is Sam going to let us watch it?
When we get back out there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He may go into his office, and we're on peanut duty, but we can change the TV, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, if we get this house, it'll be so nice to have 2 living rooms, and then this would not be an issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so cute, and yeah, we're not sure yet who is the oldest. I may have Googled it. Sorry.
Okay. Why? That's fine. I don't care.
Well, So I Googled it, and they say in the show they don't ever confirm their ages. Like, they never give any kind of concrete information about how old they actually are. The interpretation is that they are, like, so Kristen Bell's character is the older one, and that she's in her 30s. And then the other one is the younger one, and she is either late 20s or early 30s.
Okay.
That is the interpretation.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that tracks.
But the younger one has been married and divorced. So she is still older, I think, than you are.
Yeah, but her, like, humor.
But I also wonder, yeah, I do think from a vibe perspective, you're that one.
She's so funny.
Yeah. Do you think you're really funny? But they are older than we are in, I think, in general. I also think they're probably closer in age than we are, too. And they've been doing their podcast longer.
Yeah.
They're on episode 100 and something, they said, in the first episode.
Like, the way I would listen to that podcast.
Oh, my God. I know. Same.
Should we just change our names? And
nobody wants this.
Everybody wants this.
Sisters want this.
You know, I was really looking at our logo, and, like, it's super cute. I did a good job.
You did a great job, Allie.
Thank you. Yeah. Took us a long time to figure out that name.
That was, like, the hardest part. Oh, I thought I stopped recording for a second. That's like, no, the hardest part was figuring out the name.
It was hard. And it honestly, like, just works so well.
No, it's perfect.
So.
I know. We need to debrief and talk about, like, goals and stuff. But getting other sisters is definitely something I want to figure out next year.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about, like, what you texted me about? Or,
I mean, we can briefly. I don't have any concrete information. So, I know we, like, last year teased and then backed out of an in-person event.
Yeah.
And that is unfortunate, and that is totally on me, because the in-person event was very much related to my business, and for a lot of reasons, I just decided that this past year was not the year. I am all in on it next year, and I've already started. It is October, and I'm starting to make plans for it next August, and I have brainstormed some ways to make a podcast-specific component. I don't know about a live recording. TBD on if or where we incorporate that, but I have some ideas about something, like, fun or specific to, like, podcast listeners. So,
okay.
I don't want to share anything with everybody else yet. I will tell you, but I am telling the world now that it is going to happen in August, and I have lots of ideas for, like, lots of things over the course of a weekend that I'm excited about. So
cool. Yeah. Awesome. Slay. All of the things.
All the Gen Z slang. Mm-hmm. Slay.
Slay.
Okay, we should probably go.
Okay.
I think it's probably time to be done, and our glasses are empty.
Yes.
Well, mine has, like, one sip left.
Okay.
Did I just, like...
I feel like I'm at church when they're like, time, time. Like, you know, like they would, like, take the... That's exactly how I just felt. You were like,
except with wine, not holy water.
Yeah.
Cheers. It is so crooked. Why is Lila yelling? What is she yelling about?
Oh, yeah, that was off to make a High School Musical joke. Sorry, my parking was.
I swear.
I'm not gonna say that.
Anyway.